Blackstone Audio presents Che Guevara, A Revolutionary Life by John Lee Anderson. For Erica, and in memory of my mother, Barbara Joy Anderson, 1928 to 1994. Introduction. The revelation slipped out almost casually during a long morning's conversation over coffee in November 1995. Sitting in the garden of his private walled compound on the outskirts of the Bolivian city of Santa Cruz, retired General Mario Vargas Salinas divulged to me his role in the secret burial of the man he had helped hunt down 28 years earlier, the Argentine-born revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara. The general's confession broke silence on one of Latin America's most enduring mysteries. After his capture and murder by the Bolivian military, and in the presence of a CIA agent in October 1967, the body of Fidel Castro's right-hand man had vanished. In his Santa Cruz garden, Vargas Salinas disclosed that he had been part of a nocturnal burial detail. The Che's body, minus his hands, which had been amputated, and those of several of his comrades were buried in a mass grave near the dirt airstrip outside the little mountain town of Valle Grande in central Bolivia. The officers who had defeated the world's most charismatic guerrilla fighter sought to deny him a burial place that would become a place of public homage. With his disappearance, they hoped, the myth of Che Guevara would end. Instead, the Che myth grew and spiraled beyond anyone's control. Millions mourned his passing. Poets and philosophers wrote impassioned eulogies to him. Musicians composed tributes, and painters rendered his portrait in a myriad of heroic poses. Marxist guerrillas in Asia, Africa, and Latin America.